88.5 FM, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Ted Leo.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you back. Of course, tonight playing at the Terragram Ballroom. Wonderful hall.
So I hear.
It's a great hall, and the people that run that hall, I tell you, we really admire their sense of purpose.
Oh, that's great. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great atmosphere. The Hanged Man. Adversity seems to come at you from so many ways. You do start wondering, how much can I take? You kind of hit a point like that, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, the late aughts into the early teens were not fantastic for me in a number of ways. And one does sometimes begin to wonder how much is one required to bear, you know?
And then we get no manuals.
That's right.
We can get a lot of, you could probably write a self-help book about the self-help book you should get, you know, because you can go out and buy 1,000 of them. And you're like, well, they're not really speaking to me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think that finishing this album in particular was part. I don't want to put too much weight on it was therapeutic and cathartic and because it wasn't. It was actually a really turgid process. But when it was finished, then the catharsis started happening. And because it was only really then that I realized how much I actually had been going through and how much I was processing and what I was avoiding and what I wasn't. And that was part of the idea of using that tarot card of the Hanged Man as sort of the image. Forgive me for jumping ahead, but when you're talking about how much can you bear, how much are you expected to bear? There does come a point when you have to stop fighting the world, and you have to just pause and be where you are, to use another overused phrase like that. And so that's something about that card. It kept throwing itself up in front of me in a number of different ways, and I had to finally embrace it.
This song is the Little Smug Supper Club. Taste dessert. And all the kiddies at your table sipping vinegar from flutes. You tell them it's champagne and then you charge them to believe you for the sake of what they're paying. Oh, I wish that it was true, cause I remember heady days when they were my friends too. And if the stars are aligned, then the stars will all arrive for you celebrated on his anal cuts of the cruelest kind of Smug Supper Club. All the words upon your tongue you just gave lip service to, and all the slumming, it was nothing more than fun to you. A lot of damage I've done, but I've been damaged too. And though the damage isn't done, none of it's done to you. At Thursday morning brunch I just sat back, amused but wounded too. Oh, embarrassed as I crunched upon a carrot for an amuse-bouche. Never got your pretext for this whole rigmarole, and it's insulting to the subtext when you write it out in bold, like when I caught you at my brother's wedding, or pissing in the on a punch bowl. And all the kiddies at your table wrap your curries on their shirts, and the stains will be reminders of how good it used to hurt. Like a vampire's kisses or a Thanksgiving curse, like opening up a bottle and always giving you the first. And if the stars are aligned, then the stars will all arrive for you celebrating on his anal guts of the cruelest kind of loop. Smug stars are aligned, then the stars will all unwrap while you serve it up in all his anal cuts of the cruelest kind of loop. A local origin, privilege of you of urban women. I'll be the lamb snorted at the Little Smug Supper Club. 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 Supper Club.
Songwriting wise, and you know, recording and process wise, you know, I think my guide is just my many years of doing it, you know, and hopefully getting better at it, hopefully honing skills instead of getting sloppier, you know. And I did have a pretty good sense sonically of where I wanted to get with this project, and so part of the writing was the process of actually recording and, you know, learning about engineering and trying to get to the place I wanted to be sonically. And, you know, trying to ride that line between allowing myself the freedom to, you know, just plots all over the tape if I wanted to, without crossing a line into self-indulgence or, you know, overindulgence, and also without getting trapped in the constant cycles of revision and self-doubt that trap a lot of, you know, songwriters sometimes, and then you wind up never getting something out.
You did start out as a pretty angry punk.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we will. So, you know, yeah. We've seen sometimes where the angry punks, that back alley can
For
get
sure.
nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 30 years ago, you know, I, and this is another thing that honestly, like, you know, I mean, in some ways, I'm glad that punk was there for me. It probably saved me. But I think about, you know, my particular iteration of punk style and whatnot, and I realize that, like, you know, there was a lot of self-harm in what I was doing that was not actually related to the positive aspects of you know, that world of punk. But, you know, the great thing about that world is that if you fall in with the right people, like, it can be such an amazing support system. I'm still, you know, super tight with people that I've been friends with for over 30 years, you know, from that world.
This song is on this new record. It's called Can't Go Back.
Shattered on this stretch of sea. How many times I stood here mapping things out differently. But I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. No, I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. Cross the road and run back to the town. How many times I've run this way and how it runs me down. But I can't go back. Turn me since that day. Well, I might just give it away. go back. No, I can't go back. Can't go back. Can't go back. We held our fortunes in a paper cup. How many drops dripped away till it dried me up? But I can't go back. Can't go back. Can't go back. No, I can't go back. I stood here mapping how it shattered me, but I can't go back. No, I can't go back.
Amy Mann, your partner in the Both, came out with you today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just friendship and a sense of community, you know, and care that. Yeah, you know, I told her, I told you, I said, man, it's just great to see that. I imagine the live shows, it's as overt and you're as aware of it as you've always been.
Maybe more so than in recent years of touring with myself and my own band. I'm more aware of it for absolutely. The shows have kind of been amazing by and large. I have an expanded like 6-piece band, so lots of the backup vocals.
So you don't have to run around and play everything like you were doing in the studio. Well, that saves some energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's jump on the xylophone.
I'm making light of it, but it also then does allow you to see these songs, the more recent ones, in the hands of others where they take on a new life and somewhat of a new perspective.
The old songs too.
Right.
Just to get real specific, we have a saxophone player, and what they bring to even the old songs like reveals this sort of, you know, like a little bit of like the soul core of that was always there to me, but that I always iterated, you know, more in that like angular punky way. And it brings out, it brings out a depth to even some of the old songs that is very exciting to me to play live. And I think some of the energy of the Kickstarter, you know, because people know how that went down, has carried over to the interaction with the crowd and at the shows. And it's been really nice.
By request. Cities one Saturday, goldfinch came winging my way and sang to me a song of my country and words of life from city and sea. Goldfinch, your song is your love, you'll sing forever above. Goldfinch, your light in your sheeted wing through aerial places. Red oak tree grew under her feet. And when the world had started its taking, she lit amongst its loftier leaves. Golden finch, a light in your loft. Where you have learned and know you have taught. The red oak tree will carry your loft. You alone can't carry that that cross.
The best thing that we can do at this point is recommend to all the people hearing this to head on down to the Terragram tonight to see Ted Leo, because this is a guy who, as you've heard today, he cares deeply and is wanting to share all that, experience that we do share together, but he wants you to be there to share it with him tonight. So he'll get louder if you get louder. I guarantee you that. So tonight at the Terragram, it's Ted Leo and, of course, the Hangman. Head to one of those record shop things we were talking about, and you might run into somebody who becomes a lifelong friend. Thanks for coming out today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
It's Ted Leo on 88.5 FM.